This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we look at the time-tested Dow 3 market strategy, industrials remain steady, but the Dow transports might be the canary in the coal mine. There's been ongoing weakness amongst those transports, and that raises red flags on the true strength of the recent rally. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, we're talking Dow Theory, so let's bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond and publisher of the website horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Thanks for having me back, Andy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and as I mentioned in the lead, when it comes to the Dow Theory, the industrials have remained pretty steady, but the transports are of some concern, just not showing the strength like the broader market. And this ongoing weakness raises red flags about the true strength of the market at large. So that's where I wanted you to pick things up. Where are we with the Dow Theory? And then explain why these lagging transports are of some concern.
Well, the Dow theory, as you know, and your listeners know, focuses on the movement of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and Dow Jones Transportation Average. And from the movement of those indices discerns whether the market's primary trend, the trend that typically lasts 8 months, if not longer, is bullish or bearish. The last major signal under the Dow theory, Andy, was a bear market signal. And we have not had a change in that signal since that occurred last year, I believe. So, you know, on the one hand, it looks, well, geez, this guy's an idiot, right? The market's done nothing but go up and up and up and up. Well, the problem that hasn't shifted to bullish is that we have had new highs in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But as you alluded to, we continue to see sluggishness in the Dow Jones Transportation Average. Now, the Dow Jones Transportation Average, although it is probably the least followed of any index out there, is probably the most economically sensitive index that there is in the world, quite frankly, and historically has provided a pretty good canary in the coal mine in terms of potential problems in the economy going forward. And it has been stagnant. People might be surprised to know that with a lot of indices showing gains this year, the Dow Jones Transportation Average is actually down in 2025, and it's about 2,000 points below its all-time high of around 17,700. So, you know, you've had this market do reasonably well, but I will also point out, you know, what has done exceptionally well have been, you know, the 20 to 50 stocks at the top of the food chain, the largest mega cap stocks. When you start moving down that food chain and looking at mid caps and small caps, the upside shrinks dramatically, even shrinks for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is up, but it's not exactly blowing the doors off anything this year. I think it's up 5-6%. So, yes, if you have a portfolio that consists exclusively of, you know, the 10 or 15 mega cap stocks, you're having a great year. If, in fact, you have a fairly equal weighted portfolio across a large number of stocks, small, mid, and large, your returns have been okay. They haven't been great. And so the Dow Jones Transportation Average hasn't done a horrible job in terms of forecasting, you know, overall market returns when you look at the broad swath of the market. And we have, our firm has, we put a fair amount of stock in what the Dow Jones Transportation Average is saying, and it's one of the reasons why we still are maintaining some dry powder. And to quantify that, in a portfolio where we could be 100% invested in stocks, we are more like 80 to 83% invested. And the reason we're still holding out is that we would like to see the transports behave better. And, you know, so we'll see. But that in a nutshell is what's going on. The transports continue to kind of lag. And that is a reason enough for us to have some dry powder in this market right now.
Well, in full disclosure, we talked last week, and I was telling you about how, you know, for some of us who kind of bought that dip earlier in the year and, you know, has done really well with that play, I took some chips off the table just on that weakness in the Dow transports to kind of balance things out. And we kind of talked about that. And just thoughts on that move and kind of what your firm's doing as well.
I think that move was fine. I mean, as you say, the market really cratered into early April. And then from April to now, we had this tremendous rally. And to take some chips off the table, especially in stocks that look a little extended, and have a bit of dry powder here, there's nothing absolutely wrong with that. And time will tell whether taking some chips off the table made sense or stocks continue to go up, 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 and up, and up. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you made a very nice trade. You're taking some money off the table. You still have stock exposure. And yet you still have some dry powder if things do pull back. And so from that standpoint, that's kind of our philosophy right now as well. We still have plenty of skin in the market, like I said, 80 to 83% in stocks. But you know, we're willing to hold that 17 to 20% right now for potentially a little bit better time in the market. And it hasn't hurt us per se having that cash, because we've been able to manage to produce pretty good returns, benchmark beating returns on the funds that we have invested. So our clients they're benefiting from this market. It's not like we've missed the entire market by any means. We haven't. We've been right there and have garnered nice returns. But we're also in the position to be able to buy stocks cheaper if, in fact, that does occur based on the Dow transports. Now, somebody may be saying, well, geez, if you really believed in the Dow theory, you would have zero in stocks right now. Well, the fact of the matter is, and we've talked about this many times, Andy, I mean, all or nothing on a single market indicator is a fool's errand, because it can be wrong. There's nothing that is foolproof 100% of the time. So what we do is we realize and pay homage to the fact that stocks on average go up 3 out of every 4 years. If you go back to 1926 and look at all the time stocks have advanced in a year, basically, it's around 75% of the time. That is a very high probability long-term trend that stocks are going to trend higher. So if you are making a huge bet against that, it might work out for you, but the probability says it's probably not. And so what we try to do is, you know, use the Dow theory as a tool to help us gauge how much exposure we want to the market, but we're never, ever 100% out of the market. And right now we're, like I said, we're about 17 to 20% in cash. And the other thing is too, we might have more in the stock market if in fact cash paid a lot less. And there were times, as you know, where cash was paying, you know, 0.0008%. I mean, you couldn't make any money in it. Now, in money market funds, you can get 4%. And 4%, we're willing to go, okay, we'll trade off some risk. We'll keep some dry powder. I can make 4% on that dry powder, which is nothing to sneeze at. And in the meantime, what I'm doing on the stock side is working pretty well. I can live with that. And I think that's kind of where you are right now as well, is my guess, is you had a nice rally. You took some chips off the table. You still have exposure. You're still generating cash flow in dividend paying stocks. And on your cash side, you're earning 3 to 4, 4.5%. And you're going to see how this turns out. If in fact the transports are indicating a pullback in the market, then you're ready to take advantage of that.
That is a key point that you just made there. Is one of the things that is different now is the fact that you actually can get return on your dry powder, which is nice, because you know, before it was just kind of sitting there waiting for you to move, but you can get a nice return on dry powder when we're ready to deploy that. Real quick, Chuck, just to set the table, give those Dow Theory levels for our listeners as we talk about this and the weakness in transports.
Well, in the standpoint of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you're pretty much, you know, those points are pretty cleared out, because we had new highs in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So, you know, they have done what they needed to do if in fact you were going to shift to a bullish trend. They've gone to new all-time highs. So from that standpoint, they have, you know, they have met their parameters, and so there really isn't a situation of you know, where the point is. On the Dow transports, on the other hand, there is you know, as I mentioned, we're 2,000 points away, and I'm just trying to get that level. The all-time high for the transports is right around 17,800. So I think it's like 17,745, Andy. So what we need to see is, you know, the transports stepping up and putting on another 2,000 points, which is another 12 to 13%. So, you know, they're close. They still got work cut out for them. And as you know, the Dow transports can put points on in a hurry. You're talking about 20 stocks. And you know, I wouldn't write them off. I'm not. And again, you know, actions speak louder than words. We're still pretty hung out there when it comes to the market. We're just not fully invested. And I would love to see the transports put some points on in a hurry. And history says they can. But, you know, they have been stagnant. I mean, I go back to the fact that they're down about 2% in 2025. I mean, we're back at levels, they just haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, I've looked at the chart. I looked at the long term. You just blow that out. They've really not been responsive for a very long time. And have been just the lagger throughout all of this, if you look at the other markets. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Chuck. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, turn on those notifications so you know when a Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and we will be right back with Chuck after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. Check out the website, horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, as we were heading into break, we were talking about those lagging transports, and they really have lagged for quite some time. Thoughts?
Right, and some people may go, well, you know, the transports don't matter anymore, and they're worth ignoring. And it, maybe ultimately that's going to be the case. I'm not ready to go there yet, and I think you still... Those who ignore what the transports are indicating do that at their own peril. So,
and you know, I mentioned that to you just the other day because I was talking to some folks about this, and they're like, well, the transports, you know, this, our whole economy, everything's digital now, so it doesn't have the same thing. And I got to be honest, I've heard that it's different this time a million times, and I don't think things have changed that drastically. That I think I'm with you, that I think the transports are a really decent leading indicator.
I think they are, and it is always dangerous that this time is different. I've been in the markets now for 40, going on 43 years, and well, not going on, I just passed my 43rd anniversary. So, in being here at Horizon, and so I've seen a lot of markets. I've seen a lot of this time is different when it turns out not to be different, and I've seen the Dow theory work pretty well. Is it perfect? No. But it's the best thing I've seen for giving me some perspective on the market's major trend and giving me some insight into future economic trends via the Dow Jones Transportation Average. So I'm not prepared to say this time is different. I know everybody points to, you know, AI and to digital world and tariffs, which basically go on transportable rotas, if you think about it. I mean,
right.
You know, and that may be one of the things that the transports are telegraphing, is that maybe these transports maybe these tariffs are going to have a greater impact. But, you know, you still got to ship all this stuff, and there still has to be demand for shipping all this stuff. And so it matters. I mean, we haven't gotten to this stage yet where things get teleported. So even a chip, an NVIDIA chip, needs to get moved from point A to point B somehow. So I am still of the opinion that the transports matter. And because of that, we're willing to have some dry powder here. And I think from an investor standpoint, that's the smart thing to do.
And so, Chuck, what are you looking for now? I mean, we're obviously following these, you know, Dow theory levels. And as you always say, we let the market tell us, but what are you looking for here as things kind of shell out?
I would like to see, and this is very redundant, but I would like to see better action from the Dow transports. I mean, and maybe they don't necessarily have to go, you know, above 17,700 immediately, but I'd at least like to see them moving out of this long-term multi-month trading range that they have been in, and get, you know, let's test the 17,000 level. So I'd like to see improvement there. I'm curious to see how the Fed is going to maneuver this whole interest rate environment, and that's another factor that will play into how the transports do as well. They tend to be economically sensitive. If the rate environment, if the inflationary environment remains stubbornly high, that's probably not a good indicator for them. I think this jobs report on this coming Friday, Andy, is going to be really telling in a lot of ways. It's going to provide some insight into the economy, perhaps give us some reason why the transports are behaving the way they are. It's also going to shed some light on the willingness of the Fed to cut rates, depending on what the report says. So it feels like the economy is okay. I mean, we're coming off of the second quarter. Corporate profits were the strongest since 2022. You've got a lot of revisions upward in earnings estimates, all those things that are pretty positive from an economic standpoint. And yet there just feels like there's this underlying, when's the shoe going to drop? When's the bottom going to fall out of all this? And whether it's related to the tariffs or whether it's related to the Fed or it's related to some of the chaotic feeling that comes out of Washington. But it feels like this, there is some potential for an economic slowdown. And you couple that with what the transports are saying, which is not necessarily a recession, but not necessarily a global massive upside economic expansion. And we weigh all that and come to the conclusion, you know, holding some cash is good. But to get back to your point, we would like to see better action in the Dow Jones Transportation Average to give us some better feeling that to put that remaining dry powder to work.
And then as we wrap up today's Gaines podcast, just the final thoughts, and just as a bonus here, you know, I know we're talking a lot of transports, but as a bonus here, if there was a stock that you would buy at this moment, what would it be?
To kind of wrap it up, I think that, you know, having plenty of skin in the game in the market is fine right now. We're not suggesting you should be out of the market. Having some dry powder is also a good thing. If you're looking to quantify that, as I mentioned, we're about 83% invested with the remainder in dry powder in a portfolio where we could be, based on the investment mandate, be 100% invested. So that's kind of what we're doing. In terms of some stock names, you know, one that I like quite a bit, it's had a nice run this year, but to me it has that feel of a stock that can really go on a multi-year bender here, and that company is Amphenol. APH is the symbol. We own it. Our clients own it. I personally own it. They are they make connectors, and they do it in a lot of different industries, including AI and data centers. So they're in sexy parts of the market, but they're also in a broad array of industries as well. They've made a couple of acquisitions fairly recently that I think are interesting in broadening their business. And it's a stock that a lot of people just don't. I don't want to say it flies under the radar, but it's not a name that comes up a lot when people are talking about stocks to buy, especially in the AI and data center space. So to me, it has that feel of a little bit of a under the radar stock growing at a really rapid clip and in industries that have some sex appeal. And that's Amphenol. The symbol is APH.
Big thanks, as always, to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website horizoninvestment.com. All right, that's going to wrap up today's Gains podcast. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.